started me on travel. I thought, well, yeah. And then I went out to China for a bit. Which then I took a secretarial course, and I had a job on I don't expect you to remember, there were very bad floods of the Yangtze in 1932. Can't remember exactly. I went out to stay with cousins, and on the way I met the man who was the head. They'd finished building dikes, and he'd been home on leave, but he wanted a secretary. And so I got a job. We went and inspected dikes up the Yangtze. Unfortunately, just after I arrived, if I'd had a few weeks in China first, I'd have appreciated it much more. Mm. Because all the Chinese, hordes, the overpopulation, it's unbelievable, and hordes of Chinese, and they all looked exactly alike. We went and inspected dikes on this river steamer, and Sir John Hope Simpson was the man I was working for, and all the Chinese had visiting cards with their Chinese name on one side and their European on the other. And all these, when I was supposed to know who they were, of course I hadn't a clue. And then I worked in the office. Chinese eye for line can be overdone. The boy used to come in, and there were piles of documents and things in the office, and if there was anything, any paper out of two, he would square them up, absolutely, which became a bit fine. They have got this extraordinary eye for line, and all the pagodas, and I went up I think it's the second, or perhaps it's the first of the holy, and there are five holy mountains, Taishan. And I went up there, and it is unbelievable. Now I believe you go up, I'm not sure if they've got a lift, but in those days, there's said to be 10,000 steps. I think they had a few noughts on. One of my other pet remarks, I was struggling with the Flood Relief Commission's accounts, and so I went to see the Chinese accountants. I said, I can't understand, the report was being written. I said, I'm sorry, I can't understand. And he said, but Miss Keswick, what is a nought? so we had a few millions instead of a few thousand. And when we see these billions that we spend now, I say to myself, well, Miss Keswick, what is a nought? Then I don't think there were 10,000 steps, but there were quite enough. But it was lovely. And then when I got to the top, there was a snowstorm, so I didn't see very much. But all the temples and the things...
It's the most beautifully sighted. Yes.
And there's a little temple at the top between the two things. You stayed in a mission then. Well, it was my biggest trip. I stayed in China and I stayed on another mission. I went to see Confucius' birthplace, but it wasn't very much, and his tomb too. Now it's all been tidied up and you go in expeditions. It was run by a woman, her son. I think the man must have died, or perhaps he wasn't there. My Chinese didn't rise to inquiries, but I'd say... Chinese land to saying, how much is this? Anyway, I lied very hot and dirty, and I said, could I have a bath? It was all open to the public, and I was bathing in here somewhere, and the window was somewhere where that chair is, and out where that, there was a large crowd. And so I said something or other to the good lady, I forget now what, who spoke a little English, and I had my bath. And when I came out, there was an enormous crowd and a notice. And I said, what is the notice? It says, foreign lady having bath, keep out. Now it's all touristified and awful.